This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news headlines first. CPN-UML task force meeting underway at Singhdarbar. Three persons missing when Rebulet sweeps away vehicle in Parbati district. One-way traffic resumes on Narangarh Mughling Road section. And Sydney lockdown extended to fight Delta outbreak. Now the news in detail. A meeting of the 10-member task force formed to resolve the CPN-UML dispute is underway in Singhdarbar. A meeting of the task force formed to resolve the issues between UML Chairman and Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli and Madhav Kumar Nepal has started at the Minister of Finance at Singhdarbar. The meeting is attended by Bishnu Prasad Paudel, Pradeep Gewali, Shankar Pokhrel and Bishnu Rimal, led by Subhash Chandra Nengmang from the Oli faction, while Ghanasam Busal, Gokarna Bista, Surendra Pandey and Raghujit Panta and Bhim Acharya from the faction led by Vice President Bhim Rawal are participating in the meeting. Two people died in a flood that took place in Mangala Rural Municipality 5 of Magdi District. District Police Office Magdi said the deceased have been identified as Khagendra Roka and Binay Roka of Malika Rural Municipality 6. Police Inspector of Area Police Office Darwang Santosh Powdal said they have engaged their efforts in collecting details of loss and damage, searching for the missing and rescuing the vulnerable households. Three persons have gone missing when the Sundari Rivulet of Kuspa Municipality 8 swept away a vehicle they were travelling to. The vehicle belonging to the Lama Construction, a company contracted for the construction of the Parbat section of Mead Hill Highway, was swept away while crossing the Solan Rivulet last night. Police Inspector Rajendra Adhikari said among the disappeared are site in charge engineer of the construction Rajaram Acharya and vehicle driver Indra Tharu. Another missing has yet to be identified. At least 8 police personnel were injured in a clash with locals over the suspected murder incident of Sujita Bhandari. Following the incident, the Chitwan District Administration Office has imposed a curfew order to take the situation under control. The curfew order came into effect from 7:30 p.m. Tuesday to 7:30 p.m. Wednesday. The curfew was clamped after irate people were likely to obstruct the highway, dismantle private and public property and infrastructure and jeopardize public law and order, flaring up the issue of Bhandari's death. Chitwan Police Chief Om Adhikari said 4 APF personnel including DSP and 4 of Nepal Police sustained injuries in the clash. Sujita, 23, of Rapti Municipality 3, who remained out of contact since last June 25, was found dead in the Brahmastani Community Forest, some 4 kilometers away from her residence on Sunday evening. One-way traffic operation has resumed along the Narangarh Mughling Road section that has been obstructed since Monday night. According to Chief of District Police Office Chitwan Om Prasad Adhikari, a task of clearing of the debris has been continued since early this morning to resume the traffic operation. With this, one-way road traffic has reopened since 9 a.m. However, rolling down of debris has not stopped. The district police office Chitwan informed that the removal of debris has begun in different areas, including that of Seti Dovhan, since 5:30 a.m. today, so as to bring back full-fledged operation of the traffic. Hundreds of vehicles have been stranded on the road due to disruption of traffic operations. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain generally mostly cloudy throughout the country today. The division said light to moderate rain is likely to continue at many places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Karnali Province and at some places of Sudur Paschim Province. And there are chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of the Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province and chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 1. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Sydney residents will be in lockdown for another week as Australia's largest city fights to contain a COVID outbreak. The New South Wales government said it had made the difficult decision as it battles the highly transmissible Delta strain. A stay-at-home order was issued on 26 June. The outbreak of around 330 cases is the worst in the city this year. A stay-at-home order covering more than 5 million residents in the Greater Sydney and Central Coast areas was due to be lifted on Friday. It has now been extended to 16th of July. Dilip Kumar, one of India's earliest and most famous actors, has died in Mumbai at the age of 98. A veritable legend, Kumar acted in more than 65 films over nearly 5 decades, playing roles that range from the iconic to endearing. He was admitted to hospital on 30 June after a complaint of breathlessness. He had been frequently ill for months. Tributes have been pouring in on social media for the legendary actor. Politicians, Bollywood stars and even historians have tweeted their condolences. Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi has been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Medical services in the country have buckled since the February coup, with health workers working out in protest. Only 2.8% of Myanmar's 54 million population are fully vaccinated, with 3.5 million doses having been administered. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. CPN-UML Task Force meeting underway at Singadarbar. Three persons missing when Rebulet sweeps away vehicle in Parbat district. One-way traffic resumes on Narangad Mughli Road section and Sydney lockdown extended to fight Delta outbreak. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlinewithnepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.